Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Snyder, and I'd like to welcome you to the Saint Germain Radio Show. Mark Rawson, who we are very forever so grateful to for helping us create this show and hosting it with us for so many years, has now graciously given the co-hosting torch over to me. So now you'll get to hear me on the horn here starting now in this new year of 2020. So with that tidbit of news behind us, I'd like to point out, as always, the Saint Germain Radio Show is held here on blogtalkradio.com. every second Tuesday of the month at 8 p.m. And to find out more about Brigitte, her classes, and her healing and channeling sessions that she offers out of her center in New Jersey, you can visit her website at www.lightbridge101.com. And to find out more about me, Mike Snyder, please visit my website, www.mikesnydercc.com. And there you'll find samples of my music, my CD downloads, information on private sessions, as well as many of the meditation class recordings that Brigitte and I have held live at her center in New Jersey over the past several months, and even stuff from a few years ago. And as always, if you want to hear the replay of this show or any of our past shows, you can always visit our website, www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And so now I'm ready to hand it over to Brigitte. Brigitte, are you there?
Yes, I am. I hope everybody can hear me okay. I had a little bit of difficulties in the beginning due to a new phone that I have and not really taking into account that a lot of the connections, the way I had it set up on my old phone, suddenly don't work. So, yeah, I'm working out with my iPad, but I hope it's going to work out okay. Well, greetings, everyone. I'm so excited to be with all of you on this monthly Saint Germain Radio Show. And yes, thank you, Mike, for pointing it out. Mark Rawson will be very much missed, but we understand, you know, times are about change and things are coming to an end so that we can all experience new beginnings. So we are wishing Mark Rawson all the best for all his new endeavors that he is now doing going forward. And with that, let's take a look at 2020. We had quite a start into the new year, didn't we, Mike? I mean, it was just a little bit of a whirlwind. And what I find the frequencies to be all about in 2020 so far is really about showing us where we are at and that we really are not the same person that we were years ago. We might have similar situations that we are revisiting this year already, but we are not reacting the same way anymore. We are not as afraid, we are not as discouraged when there's any kind of obstacle or any form of adversity. We are more willing to work in alignment with spirit. And yes, maybe in the first moment it might take our breath away, but then all together we are catching ourselves faster to move back into a place of balance, a place of harmony, a place of higher truth that we are now all choosing to live by. And we can really see that also in the outer world, you know, there was this fear of potentially a war breaking out between America and Iran. And there are a lot of things moving right now. And yet it didn't come to that. It was, you know, things changed. We sent a lot of love and light into the situation. And prayers really do make a difference. of course, Australia is in our prayers with the horrible wildfires. Then there's a volcano breaking out in the Philippines. So there's a lot of commotion. There's a lot of breaking open, purification, old things or things dying off to make room for new things to come in. And whenever we experience that, it can be a little scary. And in the past, I think we probably were terrified. But with all the work we've done, we are more willing to be open to the unknown. We are more willing to use our alignment with spirit to bring about a positive change, a positive transformation. And we are a little bit more in a place of trust and faith. And I can tell you, at this time, music really is a tremendously powerful tool to support us through these changes. Especially because it brings us right back to our center. It brings us right back into our heart. It brings us right back into our alignment with our divine self. So if you have a chance, please do check out Mike's website. And you can even ask him for a one-on-one session via Skype, where he will prepare music just specifically for you and will send it to you as an electronic file that you can download. It's certainly worthwhile to support you through these times of tremendous change. 2020 also holds vibration of 4. When we think of 4, we have to think of like the equal arm cross or the cross in general. Now, some of us might think of the crucifixion and get terrified, but really, Jesus died on the cross, so we didn't have to go through that same pain again. So I invite you to be willing to let go of the concept of crucifixion, but focus more on the part of us that we are willing to let go of because we are devoted to a greater cause. All of us at this time feel a deep devotion to something, whether it is your spiritual work, whether it's supporting people, animals, the earth. We all have a certain level of passion right now to bring light into the darkness, to bring joy where there's despair, to bring hope where there's hopelessness, and all in our unique way. So I invite you to take this time right now at the beginning of the year to really go deep and ask yourself one more time, what is it that you're truly devoting your life towards? Because that devotion will give you the strength, it will give you the power, it will give you that extra push that you need sometimes to take you out of a place of contraction into a place of expansion, to really allow yourself to have the courage and strength to let your light be seen and to let your light shine. So I ask you to really consider that and to hang on to that like a lifeline, to just remind yourself, yes, the work situation might be really, really bad, or the relationship might not be ideal, or whatever it is, but just keep saying to yourself, this is what I choose to bring through. This is what I choose to manifest on earth. And I have trust and faith in my divine I am presence. I have trust and faith in God. I have trust and faith in spirit to assist and support and to guide me to bring this into reality. Part of what we've seen in 2020 is because once again, the frequency have accelerated further. So the 11-11 gateway and the 12-12 gateway that opened up last year. And we witness a little bit how our fears are manifesting right in front of our eyes. So this is not happening to make us now scared and think, oh my God, I'm going to bring all my nightmares into manifestation. On the contrary, see how incredibly powerful you are and that you also have the ability to bring some real good things into your reality if you focus on it. If you train your mind to think about the things that bring you joy instead of the things that make you sad or that make you feel lonely, reshift your focus. And I understand that we sometimes fear the importance of being in truth and integrity, and we really want the rest of the world to be in alignment with that truth that we choose to live in. But not everybody is there yet. Not everybody is ready to embrace their truth. And so it's really important to allow everyone to live their truth, but to also allow your own self to live your truth, to be in this place of allowance. And then there is less frustration in your life too, because you're willing to let everyone to just live wherever they are with their awareness level, and you don't take it so personally when they don't catch on to the love and the light and the wisdom that you represent, because it's not about you failing. It's just simply about others not being ready to see you in the way that you want to be seen. It's more important for you to see yourself the way you want to be seen, and less important for others to see you the way you want to be seen, because the outer should not define you. You define yourself. Your inner self defines the outer. And you would see a lot of beautiful shifts and changes in your life if you focus more on your inner alignment, on your trust and faith, and really hold on to your own truth for your sake. And don't worry so much about everybody else. And you will see that you're going to draw very new relationships to you. Yes, there might be some that fall away, but there will also be a lot of new doors that you're going to see open in the next few years that you're ready for. This is a time of great opening, too. When we are standing at the equal arm cross, where we balance all the elements of earth, water, air, and fire, and hold on to spirit in our heart that keeps everything aligned and together, then you will find that you can truly become the key to many more doors that can open up for you. When things are in balance, when you manage through the power of love, through the power of spirit, to balance the masculine and the feminine within you, the giving and the receiving, the part of you that wants to be active and the part of you that wants to be receptive. If you manage to find a balance in that in the next few years, you will find that the ability to manifest heaven on earth will become so much faster and so much easier for you. Now, we have, as the opening piece of music from Mike, we have the activation to the heart center, to the heart chakra, and this is a real nice way to open the year. We both thought that it would be a good piece of music to open this year with, because, you know, the holidays have been busy. You are now seeing a whole new year ahead of you. You might hear that having a whole new year ahead of you is a bit overwhelming, but if you find a way to just keep your heart strong, the heart, the center of you, the great harmonizer, the part of you that allows you to truly see beauty no matter what is happening around you, then you will find that a lot of things that at first might appear like a big mountain will in reality will become much easier for you. And so I invite you to close your eyes, to sit with your feet connecting to the earth, your palms facing upward, with your hands on your knees, or however it's comfortable for you. Close your eyes and just slowly breathe in and out as you listen to the music, and allow the vibrations to open your heart. You will find that music is a universal language. Just let it work with you and through you, and let it touch you on a very deep level. And then after the piece of music, Saint Germain will come through and will talk to you directly. And afterwards, after we are done with the chanting and the journey, some of you have the opportunity to ask questions and to call in with questions. So we will take the callers then. It probably is not going to be until around 9 o'clock, but you never know. You will see when it comes to towards the chanting comes towards the end, And then Mike will check in with you if you want to ask a question. Mike, do you want to give out the phone number already so we are not disrupting the channeling? And then after the channeling, you can give it out again.
Sure. So the number is 646-716-9663. 646-716-9663. And if you're calling in to just listen to the show, you can just dial that number and listen to the show. But if you actually are calling in with a question, you'll have to dial a 1 on your phone keypad, and that'll alert us that you'll be in the caller queue that will later on take your name before we put you on the show.
Great. Thank you, Mike. Mike, anything you want to say in particular about that piece of music that we're going to play now? Because that was originally created for another radio show that we had. Do you want to say anything about that piece of music?
So you're talking in regards to the third ray heart activation?
Yes.
And, you know, it's a piece of music that I did create specifically for working with the third ray, which is basically working with the heart energy and expanding the heart energy and feeling your divine connection with spirit. So I think as you listen to it, you'll feel the expansiveness in the music, how the vibrations of music really kind of bring you to that heart center area.
Great. Okay. So close the eyes, everybody, and enjoy the vibration of the third ray infusing your heart with love and light. Greetings, everybody. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm greeting you at the first radio show of this new year. I invite you to allow yourself to take a deep breath in and out, and to just feel how your heart just opened up so much more by listening to that piece of music. Love yourself just the way you are. Accept yourself just the way you are. You've come so far in the last 10 to 20 years. You are no longer who you were then. You are much more in alignment with your divine self. And you're ready now to take it across the threshold into a whole another form of experiencing your spiritual self in physical form. It is time for that. Don't be afraid. Don't think that you will go through the same experiences of suffering and of loss as you've done in the past. It will not at all be like that. But all of you have done the work. You're not simply living a life for your own self. You've come to Earth as way showers, as taking your show on the road to bring your love and light to those who are ready to see it, to feel it, and to respond to it. You are tremendously gifted, all in your own unique way. And you have to trust your gifts now. You've developed them. You've built on them. Yes, you can always prepare more. Yes, you can always learn more. But now's the time to find a new way of expressing these gifts. Notice within you that radiant light that is your divine self. It is your center part. It is what is holding everything together, your cellular self, your subatomic self, your emotional self, your mental self, all parts of you. It even holds your body, soul, and divine I Am presence in alignment because it is the glue that brings everything in perfect order. Trust that divine glue. Trust that light within that can never be destroyed or diminished into non-existence. It is there. It has always been there, and it will continue to be there. And even when you transform into a higher form of existence, leaving your physical body behind, it will still be there until the day comes that you choose to merge back your individuated self into all that is. But for right now, that is not the time for you to do so. So feel that light now within you. Take a couple of deep breaths in and out and feel it spread through your body. Envision yourself. You don't have to physically do it, but envision yourself opening up your arms wide and your hands stretched out on the left and right hand side. Feel yourself standing straight up. Again, you can stay in a sitting position. You don't have to physically do it. Just envision yourself as standing in full alignment with your feet connected to the earth and your crown opening up and the light from within you reaching upward and outward all the way connecting you to the sun of all suns, the radiant sun that is beyond all the suns in this universe. Because you're so much more. You go beyond this universe. And we want you to feel that alignment. Because the time is now to bring a very new vision, a very new frequency, a very new impulse into the physical life on Earth. Not only into your life, but into the life of all. all that shifting of the plates, the shaking of the earth that is experienced in some areas, the purifying fire that is experienced in other areas, the eruptions, the releasing, all of that is now calling to be fit in this very unique frequency of love and light. And for you to be able to do that, it is time for you to think beyond the box that you've created for yourself. You have to think beyond the structure that has been holding you in place. And the structure has been this earth, and the structure has been the solar system, and the structure has been this galaxy, and the structure has been this universe. But I want you to be willing to go beyond this universe and to feel yourself connecting with what you might call one of the great divine architects or the great divine watchers that is looking upon the universe that you're part of as simply another piece of something even greater. And it is time for you to connect to that divine architect and the knowing that in this connection, much can be given to you to give not only to your own self, but to also radiate out into the world. Because now is the time, no longer for just the in-breath, but to acknowledge that with the in-breath, something opens up. There is new air coming in. There is a new flow of energy coming in. There's a new awakening that is taking place. And often in those times, galactic tribes came to Earth to set the spark, to set a new tone, a new language, a new form of understanding how life works. Now at this time, you can be used as a portal of divine greater wisdom that needs to be anchored on Earth at this time. So allow yourself now to feel yourself standing, to feel yourself as that cross of light, with that inner divine light at your heart, glowing wide and bright and warm and strong. But that light also sending a ray straight down into the core of the earth, anchoring you to the heart of Gaia. But then again, feeling that ray of light going upwards and outwards all the way beyond this universe, anchoring into a radiant sun there beyond this universe that is connecting you to a divine architect. And just feel that connection for a moment as you breathe in and breathe out. Feel a magnetic pull that is taking you now slowly out of your physical body, moving along that ray of light upwards, beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way, all the way breaking through the membrane of this universe into a space that is so vast that it's not even part of your brain to conceptualize, but you can just sense and feel the openness, but also the pure love that is holding you in a loving embrace that is bringing you into that merging with that consciousness of the divine architect. And simply allow yourself through the vibration of love to merge into oneness with that divine architect. And it is true that the seven sacred flames are an extension of those divine architects. And yes, it is true that they are more than seven sacred rays. But let's focus for a moment on these seven sacred rays. And the most important one to focus now is the one of divine power, the first ray. The key in the first ray is to surrender to something greater than you, to work with you and through you. So I invite you to feel that first sacred ray fully activated within you. Feel yourself being willing to the vibration of love, trust, and faith. With the presence of Archangel Michael supervising this connection, that it is safe to surrender your will to this greater divine will that is right now contacting you to work with you and through you, to bring greater illumination, to bring greater love, to bring greater empowerment to the earth. Just feel this sacred flame being activated and reinforced within you as you are one with that consciousness of the divine architect. At the same time, the second sacred flame is activated within you too, the flame of illumination, so that you can sense and feel and know that there will be higher teachings offered to you and through you to others. Archangel Jophiel is present to hold the space for you to be filled up with this greater light of illumination, of divine wisdom that is now filling you up as well, feeling the second sacred flame fully activated and reinforced within you. And lastly, also the third sacred flame shall be fully activated within you. Feel the flame of love, of such a sweet love that knows no judgment, that knows that everything is part of the whole, that everything has purpose, even though it is not for you to always understand what that purpose is. But feel, sense the sacredness of the third ray that is now also very strong within you. And so as above, so below, as within, so outside of yourself, the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness is not only experienced on earth, but it is experienced through all of creation. And it is a force that brings great transformation and change into all existing worlds. Because creation seeks to reinvent itself. There are times where the new gets anchored into the earth, and then there are times where something has to die off to make room for the new. There's time for expansion and time for contraction. So I ask you now, are you willing to let go of the past? Are you willing to let go of everything that you've used up to this point to define yourself and your life with? To be open to a very new form of Christ itself and Christed consciousness, to fill you up, to fill you up to learn that there are new kinds of truths that are going to be made available for you to share with the world. 2020 will seek harmony on all levels, but this harmony can only be experienced on a global level if there are those of you as columns of love, light, and divine empowerment who are willing to anchor this higher consciousness of a whole new world experience here on Earth. Because as you know, as you can see, the way everything has been done in the past simply no longer fits. You, as a race of oneness, as a race of humanity, you have outgrown the past. You've outgrown the structure that you've used to define yourself, that you've used to give you. Indigenous people carried forward for humanity for so many years. An ancient wisdom that is now seeking to find a new way As I understand, there was a temporary disconnect, but I ask all of you to maintain that connection that is still between you and the divine architect. Because regardless whether you've heard my words, trust that the download is still taking place and that you're being infused with this higher vibration of love and light. This will continue for a few days. This is part of the transition you're going through. Be kind and gentle with yourself, but know that through this process, you will find a higher truth, a new truth. You will look at life a different way. It might even be that there are certain things that you always enjoyed will no longer bring you joy, whereas other things that you very much didn't like in your life suddenly will have more of an interest for you. Allow things to change. Allow things to shift. Don't get afraid. Don't think that there's something wrong with you. Just simply go with the transformational process that is now taking place for you at this time. Rest assured that I am watching over you. I am working with you and through you in these times of great awakening. And know that in your dream state, you will also feel the experience of being lifted out of your body into this higher vibrational frequency that is beyond this universe, so that these divine beings of love and light can continue working on you and working on your light body to assist in the integration of these new frequencies that are for you to anchor on Earth. Again, allow this process to take place. Now, when you are being released from these higher frequencies, when you are now being released back to your physical body, I invite you to always go back to that acknowledgement that you are the illuminated cross. So when you return to your physical self, even though you might be in a sitting position, just feel yourself as that cross of light. Feel that divine essence is in you, strong and radiant, holding everything within and around you in balance and harmony. Trust that within you, that there is that part that has all the answers at the appropriate time. Release the need to know, further release the part of you that wants to control. And just allow everything to flow. The idea is in this year to truly move with the flow of transformation. So even though Brigitte and Mike just were a little nervous about the whole radio show not working 100%, the idea is to go with the flow. No matter what is happening, no matter what adversity is coming your way, don't see it as an adversity. See it as an opportunity to work with your divine self in bringing about change, in making the impossible possible, in allowing new ways of inspiration to break through to you, to show you ways to handle and deal with whatever is right in front of you. You're safe. You're loved. You're ready for this next phase in your life. And rest assured, it is a very new phase in your life. A very new way of expressing yourself and a very new way of seeing the world around you. You can truly open your heart to a sense of joy and excitement about this. Because you've been waiting for this for a long time. So don't fear that this is simply more work for you to do or more descending into the darkness for you to experience loss and fear and discord to bring that into the light. very often now will you find that that what might have triggered you in the past is simply no longer going to trigger you. It simply is touching you for a moment. There might be a situation where past feelings are coming up, but then they are going to fade away quickly as well. So just stay the course in your life. Be open and know that a connection has taken place now between you and a divine architect of the Christ consciousness that is now working with you and through you to bring forth new frequencies into the world. Feel your connection, feel your body, feel your heart, and know that your heart is the bridge that will work wonders for you. Now at this time, I am going to open up the opportunity for anyone who has a question to ask a question. Mike, if you want to play a small piece of music first to see if there's anybody calling in with questions. Alternatively, you can also give out the phone number one more time to see if there's any interest at this time. Go right ahead.
Okay, the phone number is 646-716-9663. And again, just press 1 on your phone keypad, so that'll put you in our host caller queue. And I will go through and start taking the names of the callers now.
Great. And you just play a piece of music while you're doing that. Okay, Brigitte, are you there? Yes. It is not Brigitte, though, who's there. It is St. Germain through Brigitte that is speaking at this time.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It does not seem to be working. I'm trying to contact the callers, and it is not working.
Then we will simply close the radio show at this time. Blessings to all of you. I know you've come with questions. Just write them down. If you absolutely need help with these questions, you can certainly email them to info@lightbridge101.com, and I will work with Brigitte to bring through answers to you. At this time, we are experiencing technical difficulties that hopefully we will resolve with the next radio show. But now that I am with you always, my love is with you always, and the idea is, in the face of adversity, just go with the flow. Blessings to you. I am St. Germain, and it is so. Namaste.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for calling in, trying to call in. Sorry about that. This is we will get better with this, I promise you, and sometimes it's just not meant to be. But thank you very much for your patience. Love you all and hope to connect with you in a month from now at the first Tuesday. No, yeah, the second Tuesday of the month. Sorry, second Tuesday of the month from 8 until 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Love you all. Have a good night and blessings to you. Peace out.
Good night, everybody.